Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Last Friday, city councilors and media were invited to tour the wastewater treatment plant. Utilities manager Justin Wagner and Public Works Director Dave Bennett took us on an hour-long tour showing where the three major events happened since January, including the latest wherein 1 million gallons of sewage had to be discharged into the Cannon River due to a pipe break and the failure of three submersible pumps. Wagner explained the process. Wastewater comes into the plant underground to a lift station, which brings it up to the clarification building. At that point, solids are separated from the liquid. The solids go to the biosolid building, are treated with lime, and transformed into product that can be used as fertilizer on fields. The liquids continue to the aerated filtration building, the main process for treating the wastewater. Bacteria that live on thousands of small beads added to the process eat the waste. Once treated, the liquid goes to a disinfection building where it's treated with UV rays. Sampling takes place there to ensure pollution control standards before heading to the Cannon River. The most costly, in terms of price tag, is the fire in the biosolids building at $5 million for equipment and another million to truck sewage out until repairs are made, which could be early 2019. While the city says insurance will pay for much of the costs, three failures in 6 months lead city leaders to look into the entire plant operations. Whitemore Fire Consultants out of Prior Lake did an investigation into the fire. We'll have more on that as City Council reviews it tomorrow night. I have pictures of the plant on KYMNRadio.net. Senator Tina Smith introduced a bill last week regarding the teacher shortages.
Especially in the subjects of math and science and special ed, and especially in rural areas.
Her bill,
it provides help to local school districts who have great ideas for how to recruit teachers and retain teachers in their districts, but need a little help. I love it because it is basically rewarding great local ideas that are going to work.
This is a grant program through the federal government. Districts would bring them their proven idea, and they will help make it happen. She said it might be helping paraprofessionals become professionals or creating better professional development for their teachers. She added that 48 states are reporting teacher shortages, and she believes her bill can get bipartisan support. And the city of Northfield announced the release of a new mobile app. This new digital tool will provide a better connection to local resources, news, and information when on the go and out in the community. Use the mobile app for convenient access to official city news, meetings, agendas, notifications, job opportunities, and more. The full press release is on KYMNRadio.net with information on downloading the app. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.